मिस्टर गांगुली, सबसे पहले तो ये बताइए कि आपका क्या अनुमान है, कौन जीत रहा है अमेरिका में?
अभी तक ये बोलना बहुत मुश्किल है. इट्स एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट एट दिस पॉइंट टू मेक अ फर्म प्रिडिक्शन. वी प्रोबेबली वोंट गेट एनी इंडिकेशन अंटिल अबाउट 8 o'clock टुनाइट. वंस यू नो फ्लोरिडा, नॉर्थ कैरोलिना आर डिक्लेयर्ड, वील हैव ए मच बेटर नोशन. बिकॉज एट दैट पॉइंट इफ फ्लोरिडा एंड नॉर्थ कैरोलिना And Georgia, if these three states go for Trump, then Biden's only hope lies in winning Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and possibly Iowa. If he can win those states, then there's a clear pathway for Biden to get 270 electoral votes. In the absence there, so ideally Biden should win North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. If he does that, then he can afford to lose much of the Midwest and still manage to get to 270. Because New York, Massachusetts, California, most likely Colorado will be all in his column.
Professor Ganguly, you have been studying U.S. elections for last 50 years, I would say, because you are there for 50 years. How would you reckon, how would you judge this election by the campaigns of both the parties?
This election is absolutely momentous. I mean, this election is of extraordinary significance because essentially the two presidential candidates reflect two visions of America. One vision represented by Biden is inclusive. It seeks to bring about a degree of economic justice and equity. It is an America for all of us, whereas the America that Trump represents is an America largely for economic elites and for whites. There's no two ways about it. Trump, for all his populist rhetoric, really doesn't give a damn about the working man or woman. Whereas Biden certainly does. He has working class roots. He has never forgotten that. And he is passionately committed to the idea of an inclusive America. Whereas Trump really has a vision that is mostly directed at the white population of the United States. He doesn't care for immigrants. He doesn't care for African Americans. And consequently, we essentially have two competing visions for the future of America.
We who are out of America, and especially in India, happen to think that Indians who are living in America support Trump. Is that the case?
No, unfortunately, that is a popular misconception, largely because a small segment of the Indian community, about 22% based upon polls that have been conducted, very serious polls that have been conducted, surveys that have been conducted, about 22% are in favor of Trump. Close to 75% are in favor of Biden. So while Trump's numbers have slightly increased in 2016, about 17% of the Indian electorate had supported Trump. It's gone up to about 22%. And in considerable part, these are the same people who support Narendra Modi, and they are very moved by this apparent friendship between Modi and Trump. And consequently, they are inclined to vote for Trump. These people also tend to be disproportionately wealthy, and they like the fact that Trump has reduced their taxes, and consequently, they are more inclined to vote for Trump. But the bulk of the Indian American community is solidly behind Biden.
During campaign, Trump used very harsh words for India at times. Sometimes he said India is filthy, and they hide their stats for coronavirus cases, etc. How did the community react on these things?
Well, the bulk of the community obviously was deeply offended, and it's reflected in the surveys. But a certain number of people in the community who are passionate Trump supporters simply screen out these remarks and say, well, yeah, he has a habit of, saying things off the cuff. But, what we really care about in the end is that he represents our interests, which is deregulation, which are tax cuts. And consequently, these are the things that matter. And accordingly, we will continue to support him and ignore some of the sillier and unfortunate remarks that he has made.
And we also heard that Indian voters have become very important in this election. Is that the case?
The total number of Indians in this country is only 4 million, 3.9 or 3.8 approximately. But there are Indians in particular states like Arizona and Texas, where in specific constituencies, they can make an important difference. And consequently, the Indian vote has come to matter in this election.
So this election has been called as the most important election of recent history. How is it going to change American politics?
Well, quite frankly, much depends. Depends on who wins. If Trump wins this election, frankly, I think American democracy will be in danger, because Trump sees democracy as something, as a necessary evil that he has to deal with. He has no commitment to the procedures of democracy. And he will feel absolutely untethered. He will feel completely freed from all constraints, having won a second term. He will do pretty much whatever he pleases, even more so than in his first term. However, if he loses and Biden does win, I think a process of healing the country can begin. The political divisions that have characterized this country over the past 4 years can be addressed. Questions of wealth and income, which have worsened significantly thanks to Trump's tax cuts, which were directed mostly at the wealthy, will be to some degree, and consequently, we will be a different country. So much depends on who wins tonight.
Well, let's hope for the best, sir. Thank you so much for sparing time and sharing your opinion.
Absolutely. I'm delighted that you called, and I'm happy to be of help.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.